When it comes to managing anxiety and stress, healthcare professionals, especially those working in high-pressure environments, are facing real challenges. How can we support the busy nurses and therapists and doctors to regulate their nervous systems, find balance, and avoid burnout? And how can we reframe this conversation and use technology and innovation to provide real solutions and support for those struggling in these high-pressure situations? On the show today, Sophie Turner from Talking Health Tech speaks with Claire Wu, the CEO of Breathe Into Peace, who are helping individuals manage anxiety. She's got a background in mental health and business development, and she's on a journey building innovative solutions to support those experiencing anxiety, stress, and burnout. And in this episode, we talk about understanding the polyvagal theory and its impacts on the nervous system. We'll learn different ways to help regulate the nervous system within body, mind, and connection, and hear firsthand about the inspiring journey of an Australian clinical entrepreneur. Collaboration starts with the conversation, Team Health Tech. Well, let's make it happen. Between now and the end of June, we're conducting the 2024 Talking Health Tech audience survey. This helps us prioritise content, hone in key messages, and refine the show to make it even better. We also want to understand who the biggest cohorts of our audience are. So I'd love for you to take 5 or 10 minutes to have your say and complete the survey. Everyone who completes it goes in the draw to win a share of $1,000 worth of THT Plus membership credits to put towards a membership for yourself as an individual or to help get the word out about your company. The link to complete the survey is in the show notes of this episode, or just go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey.
Welcome to Talking Health Tech, featuring content and community about technology and healthcare. We acknowledge the traditional owners of lands these conversations were recorded and pay respect to elders past and present.
Good morning, Claire. Welcome to Talking Health Tech. How are you going today?
I'm good. Hello, Sophie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you on the show today. Can you just start us off today? Can you tell us who you are and what you do?
Sure. Yeah, so my name is Claire Wu. I'm the CEO, founder of Breathe Into Peace. We help people manage anxiety through functional jewelry, journals, and private communities. I'm a therapist by trade. I've been working 14 years as a mental health professional in the mental health space. I'm also a business development expert, so I help companies to build their pipelines and grow their businesses. And I'm really excited to be here today.
Yeah, amazing. So you've managed to marry the clinician and the entrepreneurial to bring Breathe Into Peace to life. How has your journey in mental health and practicing for the last 14 years influenced your entrepreneurial pursuits?
It's helped a lot of shaping of my vision and my mission for helping my clients. As someone who has complex mental health lived experiences, I empathize and I have a lot of compassion for my clients and my patients are in the mental health space. And also I've seen a lot of changes in the space itself as a professional. Now we're moving more towards a holistic approach in treating and helping people with complex mental health life experiences. In the past, I think it's more of a clinician-centered approach, but now it's more of a patient-centered approach and where we can bring in different professionals and different approaches to assist a person on their recovery. So the experiences that I have in the mental health space really inspire me to create something that is really practical and really useful and that the client can use it on a daily basis. And that's how Breathe Into Peace was born. And yeah, the development of my product was also inspired by my own journey in the way that I suffer from anxiety from a very young age, and I've always been looking for solutions and techniques to help myself throughout my teenagehood. And during the course of my healing, I created elegant and discreet breathing necklace that I can use secretly to regulate my nervous system. So yeah, then I realized that there are millions in Australia like me who can benefit, and that's when I decided to build Breathe Into Peace.
Yeah, wow. When you talk about reclaiming your nervous system, can we dive into that a little bit more in terms of what that means and what we can sort of, I guess, the theories behind that?
Yeah, so the nervous system is based on what Dr. Stephen Porges has discovered many, many years ago in 19th century. So it's based on the polyvagal theory. The theory is that our nervous system is interconnected. So it affects how we feel. It affects how we behave. So our body and mind are really close to each other. And the largest nerve, the vagus nerve, has this the power to help us regulate our emotions and to connect socially. And also it responds to fears as well. So this nerve, vagus nerve, is connected from the brainstem and to our organs, including like our heart, our esophagus, our guts, our stomach, our sexual organs, and the peripheral parts of our hands and our feet. So there are a couple states in the nervous system, and shifting between those states have different emotion reactions. And I won't dive into the three states now, but so the theory is that the vagus nerve has this vagal break, which is the closely connections between the brain and the heart. Yeah, so the vagal break is a little bit like our bicycle brake. So when we are usually relaxed and calm, the brake is usually on. That means we are like in our resting state. And then when we got into a bit more stress or challenges, that the brake loosens off, and then we start to increase our heart rate. We start to have the stress response, the cortisol level lift, and then we start to do things accordingly. But then when the stress leaves, the vagal break comes in, and then our nervous system comes down. So that's a natural vagal break and the stress response and how our nervous system calms itself down. However, people might lose the function of the vagal break if they're constantly in stress, or they're constantly in anxiety, or they're constantly being triggered. They will stay in that really high vagal tone, and which creates, you know, chronic anxiety, chronic stress and burnout and all the other things. Yeah, so when they lose that functionality of the vagal break, and that's how it happens. So you might hear some people say that they're always on the edge, or they're always stressed, or they just can't sleep. And Sonia, that's also the same, similar ways in that, because the vagal break doesn't come in, and then the tone stays up very high, and they're in that really high state. So yeah, it's actually quite interesting, because when you start to understand that, you find ways to activate the vagus nerve and the vagal break function again, then yeah, the body naturally has is its way to repair the nervous system.
Thank you for that. So if I stick with the bicycle brake analogy, Breathe Into Peace creates functional jewelry, which I'm going to stick with that. That becomes a brake as such, that is like that reminder that you have. Is it? Can you explain to me how the functional jewelry comes together to help people with anxiety?
Yeah, so there are a couple ways to activate that vagal break. One of it can be through breathing exercises. It can be through cold water. It could be through usual weight training exercises. And what we do is that we create this patent awarded breathing necklace, which has a triangular design that slows down the breathing. So it makes your exhalation really slow, long, and consistent. And that's how it activates that vagal break. and then it calms the nervous system. So it calms the body, it calms the mind, it calms down the heart rate, it calms down the stress response.
Wow. So what inspired you to develop this innovative jewelry?
It's both ways. I would say one is that working with my clients during the time, we taught a lot of breathing exercises to help the patients or the clients to calm down. And a lot of times they do it in the clinic or in the hospital, but they forget about it when they go home. So they usually they are okay in the clinic or in the hospital, but then when they go home, when they trigger or when their day goes on, they forget about it because it's really challenging to remember it when you're in the moment, when you're being stressed or when the stress response comes in, because people have different response to stress. Some people fight, they flee, or then they fawn, they people please, or then they just shut down. Yeah. So these are the common typical response. And that's why the creation came about is that, okay, if today we have something that they can wear on their neck, and that will be a token of reminder for them to do this breathing exercises to help them to, you know, break that anxiety cycle.
Mm-hmm. And how are your clients using it? What impact has it had in their lives so far?
Yeah, so we have now served over 200 clients with our breathing necklaces. And yeah, they are loving it. We got a 4.8 out of 5 stars in our reviews. A lot of them are actually struggling with, a lot of them have ADHD. Some of them are struggling with burnout. Some of them have PTSDs. And they're finding the breathing necklace really helped them to get them out of that stressful moment and helping them to regulate that themselves and building a bit of distance between anxiety and the reality.
Now, being a clinical entrepreneur is not without its challenges. What challenges have you encountered while building Breathe Into Peace, and how have you overcome them?
Yeah, it's the entrepreneurship is roller coasters. Even though I also have a background and experiences in business development, so I have helped services, app, and the product to scale and, you know, close multi-million dollar deals. Building your own brand and building your own product, it's a lot of work and a lot of obstacles. The biggest challenge is trying to stock in wholesale stores and retail chain stores. As a clinician, even as a business development expert, I am more used to deal with direct to consumers, so dealing with clients, patients directly. However, when you're looking to stock your product, especially physical product in larger retailers, wholesalers, for example, pharmacists, for example, stores, and that you would need to really speak to key decision makers, get your catalog right, get your pricing right, make sure you still leave room for your profit margins, well as you've got to pitch yourself right to the key decision makers. And having the right terms and conditions eventually to closing the deals. Each of those steps has its own difficulties and obstacles, and each of those has its own ins and outs from the industry, I would say. And coming from a healthcare background, especially if we start off as a front-facing, more of a customer service type of role, it can be challenging because we might not understand the corporate ecosystem. We might not understand the wholesale ecosystem. But ultimately, what I would say is that we always look for what is it in for our retail store, for our wholesaler store. So in the way that when we go and pitch ourselves, we actually helping the stores, we're helping them to bring in more revenues with our products and help and eventually help our clients.
The Talking Health Tech podcast has evolved a lot over the years, all based on audience feedback. Now I need your help. Yes, you, to shape the future of this show. Between now and the end of June, we're running our biggest campaign to date in order to understand what makes the global healthcare ecosystem tick. Last time we ran our Talking Health Tech audience survey, we learnt 40% of our audience are clinicians, 77% of our audience tune in for professional development and market awareness, 8% of people listen to Talking Health Tech for competitor profiling, and only 2% of people listen to the podcast to fall asleep. And this time around, I can't wait to find out about your preferences for audio versus video content, which topics we should dive into more, preferences for hosts and formats and geographical reach and so much more. And don't worry, we'll be sharing all the insights once all the responses are collected as well. So if you're a supporter of Talking Health Tech and you can spare 5 or 10 minutes, please complete our 2024 audience survey. And to say thanks for your input, everyone who completes the survey goes into the draw to win a share of $1,000 worth of credits towards THT Plus membership. Go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey or the links in the show notes of this episode as well.
I guess in there, there's lots of bits. You're very lucky that you've had so much experience on the business development side. You've got the clinical experience. It's such a nice combination to be able to marry together. When it comes to mentorship in your entrepreneurial journey, has this played a significant part?
Yes. I would say having mentors during my entrepreneur journey has always been really crucial and critical. I, even in my physiotherapy, like clinician journey, I also have a mentor always, because there are always going to be obstacles and challenges and questions that you can't find answers online or through your books or through Googling or even ChatGPT. Unfortunately, a lot of the answers actually lies in experiences and the industry insights, and that actually needs to come from another human who's actually have the expertise and experiences in certain industry and certain vertical that you want to be in. Yeah. So throughout my journey building Breathe Into Peace, it's been around 15 months now. I have business mentor. I have sales and marketing mentors. I have, I even have spiritual mentors to help me to go through the challenges. They are all really, really helpful. They all help me align my vision, mission, and my actions. And sometimes it can be really difficult to continue on your own. Because I understand a lot of clinicians, when they start their entrepreneur journey, they all start off as a solopreneur. As I'm starting to build a small team now, I also have someone who mentor me in leadership as well. So I would say it can be challenging for clinicians to embark on an entrepreneur journey, because we don't get that exposure in like people in the corporate or people in the leadership role, because they've learned that on their job. However, we can always learn as we go. So the quickest way, the best way, is to engage a mentor who's got that experiences in that vertical work, that industry.
Sure. So for the healthcare professionals and our clinicians in the audience that are sitting on the fence about jumping into the entrepreneurship journey, what advice would you have for them today?
Don't procrastinate. Take the lead. Calculate your risk and then jump in. I mean, there are so many pieces to entrepreneurship. You would only learn once you start doing it. So I would say I have around 3 advice, especially, you know, going through the program that OSEP, the Australian Clinician Entrepreneur Program, has provided me. The first one is that get yourself a mentor. If you haven't been in the business environment, it's important to have someone to guide you, someone who is ahead of you. Doesn't have to be ultra successful or, you know, 30 years in the business, but someone who is few steps ahead of you, even three steps, five steps ahead of you, these people will, you know, share the experiences and they will help you not make really costly mistakes. So get the right mentor to help you get started. The second part is, yeah, really be authentic and honest with yourself, understanding your vision and mission, even like your life purpose. When you get really clear on what you want, it's much easier to call those desires into play. So once you get really clear of what you want, when you want this to happen, then everything will start to align. You'll have opportunities and people coming into your life that brings those things that you want. The third part is to continuously to learn and to also to regulate. Like I found entrepreneurship is a really scary journey. It can be quite challenging. So a lot of time is to learn to regulate your nervous system, and you know, to understand that when you have all this response, you know, of fight or flee or shutting down or not wanting to do things, like, you know, sitting on the fence, like procrastinating, it's because your body is trying to protect you. Like when you're trying to get out of the comfort zone, your body will naturally have those stress response, and that's because it's trying to keep you safe. Yeah, so it's finding ways, working with your nervous system, and to, you know, connect with others in the business world, and that will help you to start take a lead on this journey.
Thank you for that. So I guess if we take the lens focus back down on Breathe Into Peace for a moment, what other innovative solutions and products are you envisioning for the future?
Yeah, so we are building other products for our jewelries and stationaries like journals. But one innovative SaaS product we're looking at is our Zenity app. So it is an app that brings people together to form meaningful connections, to help people to co-regulate with each other, and also to practice coping strategies. And these are all based on the nervous system regulations, because when we feel safe and connected, we're actually in this ventral vagal state in the nervous system. And that's how we can really learn and grow and be true to ourselves. And that's what we are currently building, because we know that currently most people are really isolated, that you know, loneliness is on the rise, anxiety is on the rise, and we really want the practical mental health tools. So yeah, that's something that's going to be digital, but then it's going to facilitate that connections and co-regulations. And also we envision to have in-person events and workshops, helping people to come together and to practice strategies together.
I think you've answered my next question a little bit as well. I was going to ask, from a broader perspective, what's the future of this space, of that sort of mental health and technology? Where do you see it going in the future? And then I guess you've touched on it, but how is Breathe Into Peace going to contribute to the evolution of the space?
Yeah, so mental health tools is a trend in 2024. And we know that there's been a crisis ongoing in the mental health for a very long time, but it's getting worse and worse. And the lack of access to mental health care is an equity issue. As you know, there are people that just simply cannot afford, and there are people that simply don't know that mental health exists. And I think where technology comes in is that it really can bridge the gap of the lack of access to services, and also bridge the gap where there's now actual shortage in psychologists and mental health practitioners. and really help fill in the gap, more taking on to a preventative approach rather than a rehabilitative approach, because we know that rehabilitation is more costly than prevention. So I think the world, it's moving towards of a more prevention-based care, and also that ongoing maintenance through an affordable digital app or mental health tools can be digital, can be physical, can be a service, a software as a services. So I think you will see more and more emerging and upcoming products that's more like that. And we want to be part of that as well, yeah, because we believe that mental health tools should be accessible and affordable for anyone, anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And give the, you know, make it easier for the consumer to make the choices and feel empowered in their own journey.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, just remember that mental health is not a one-day thing or once-off thing. It's like your physical health. Like if you do exercise every day, that's how you maintain your physical health. It's not like I go for a walk for like a whole day and the rest of my life, I'm going to be healthy. So it's the same with mental health. It is a continuous and constant practices. It's not like if today I meditate or I do some breath work or other nervous system regulation tool, I'm going to be fine for the rest of my life. It's more like, okay, I know that my mental health is on the spectrum. I've got good days, I've got bad days, and I just know how to regulate myself and in the bad days, and how do I move from, you know, feeling down or sad to feeling good and feeling happy, and just finding tools and ways to help you to get back in your zone.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Claire, I think that's us for the day. It's been wonderful chatting with you. I've really enjoyed hearing your journey, learning about Breathe Into Peace and what you have visions for the future. Do you have anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yes, Sophie, I have one last thing. I just like to remind everyone that breathing is your body's love language. That's something I would like to leave for everyone. It's hard to think about, but we breathe all the time. We're taking in, you know, tens of 20,000s of breath each day. And a lot of us are not breathing right or breathing properly because we were sitting in the desk for a long time. We are constantly in the stressful situations, and just taking time, you know, to breathe, to take a moment for yourself, and that's something that your body will be grateful for.
Yeah, absolutely. A wonderful reminder, and perhaps a great title for this episode. Breathing is your love language.
Yes,
Claire.
Yes.
Thank you for your time today. It's been really wonderful. I'll let you get back to your day, but hope to catch up with you again soon and learn what's next.
Yeah, my pleasure, Sophie. I'm looking forward to share again. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for sticking around to the end of this episode. If you made it this far, you're the perfect person that I want to hear from. Our THT Plus audience survey is now open until the end of June, and I personally read every submission. In fact, if you leave a comment in the survey that you heard this promotion in a podcast episode, I promise I'll reply directly to you by email with a personal note of thanks, and I'll even buy you a coffee next time I see you in person. It's pretty easy. Just go to talkinghealthtech.com/survey and have your say.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Talking Health Tech. Make sure you like and subscribe and share this episode with someone who might find it valuable. For more information and resources about healthcare innovation, visit talkinghealthtech.com.